Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
It is that time of year. Imagine this. You're dropping your kids off at school, and a hard thing to imagine for many of us. Trusting that the adults there are safe, vetted, and actually focused on education. What if I told you that some educators accused of grooming, being inappropriate with children, a little handsy there, or worse, aren't fired or reported? They're just quietly shuffled to another district. No red flags, no warnings to the new school. Sounds like a nightmare, right? Well, it's real. And it's called Passing the Trash, and you're about to learn a lot about of it, as long as you press subscribe and keep coming here, because we're putting out a 10-part series breaking this insanity down, because something needs to happen, so we're going to shine a big old bright light on it. But remember, this only works if other people know this is going on, so we need your help in this series. We need you to share this video with other people, so other people can understand what the heck is going on. And they can be enraged too. And then that rage can be used productively to effect real change. So if you are passionate about protecting our children in our school districts, then please start sharing and pay attention, because this might be an education. It was for me when I learned about what kind of problems we're dealing with. And all this stems back from a local story here that became a national story in the Devil's Den State Park of a predatory teacher that was passed from district to district, ultimately landed here in Northwest Arkansas, where I live, and killed a couple on a hiking trail, left their kids orphaned. But he was set to be an elementary teacher the next week. Then we started digging and digging, and we found out this passing of predatory teachers from one district to another is very real, and it's happening all over the place. Now, there are some safeguards in place when they work. If you're screaming, what about mandatory reporting? Well, turns out it's not so mandatory, or at least a lot of people don't view it as such when it really is. There's a lot to get into here, so buckle up. I will also say this. We are going to have to use the language that YouTube likes us to use, because our vocabulary gods over there that tell us certain words might make people feel icky, even though we're discussing a very serious issue, we're going to have to use like super soft language so we don't get flagged, so this message can get out and you can hear it and you can see it and you can learn about it without YouTube saying, oh, that's too icky for everybody. Let's not put that out there. Okay. So terms like SA, you can assume what that means. There's other terms we're going to have to be a little bit creative with as we go along here. And I don't know what words I'm going to use, but I'm going to do my best to not get flagged so we can get this message out there again. This only works if you help. So please do share. We got 10 videos coming on this subject, and we want them to be heard, and we want them to be known. It's not for clicks. It's for awareness. So this problem can maybe finally get some sort of effective change going at it. We're going to try getting more of a movement going here. And there are many of them all over the country, but we need some overall organization and push. And it comes from the parents. So that's on you guys. I'm a parent too. I'm doing my part by pushing this out there. Help me push it out there so we can effect some change here and get safer environments for our kids in public schools. So in this first episode, we're going to be breaking down what it is, what happens, and why it's a ticking time bomb for our kids. We're going to dig into statistics, the laws that are failing, and the real-world impacts that have left families devastated. Knowledge is power here, and we're arming you with the facts to help push for change. So let's start with the basics. Passing the trash. I learned about it too recently. It's a term used in education circles for when school districts let problematic teachers or staff resign without documenting or reporting their alleged misconduct. But they're mandatory reporters, you say. You're damn right they are. But school districts don't always do that. They handle it within, because mandatory only means mandatory if it stacks up to what they define they believe mandatory is, and then maybe it'll be reported or not, or we handled it. We don't need to report it. They really do. They don't. So instead of alerting authorities or future employers, they provide neutral references or even positive ones. Yes. Prepare to be blown away in this reporting. Okay. Prepare to be blown away by the amount of stories we're going to be talking about here in the next 10 pieces that have principals and district administrators giving positive referrals, not just employment dates, not just they were here from May 31st to whatever. No. Literally giving positive references to people they knew they had complaints about. Serious complaints. SA complaints. Allowing the person to land a job elsewhere. That's how it's like the Catholic Church in a lot of ways. It's like handing off bad apples without saying, hey, this one's rotten. It's been sitting in a pail of worms for a while, and you might not want to eat that. This is a beautiful, shiny apple. Here's a piece of paper that says, this is a delicious apple. Good luck to your kids. It's out of our district now. Out of sight, out of mind, right? Unfortunately, that's how a lot of districts handle this. Well, at least they're not getting our kids, right? No, they're just over here a couple districts away or another state away, essaying those kids. Glad you got rid of them? Sure. Are you proud that you just passed it off because you didn't want the bad PR? This practice has been around for decades, and it is still very rampant in 2025, despite laws aimed at stopping it. The problem is these laws never go quite far enough. The term itself gained traction back in the 1990s, with Education Week highlighting it as early as 1998. Describing how districts were essentially recycling threats to avoid the hassle of proper accountability. To understand how insidious this is, consider the process step by step. A complaint comes in, okay? We're going to go through this. Maybe a student reports uncomfortable comments, excessive physical contact, or outright abuse. The district launches an internal investigation, but often these probes are very superficial, designed more to protect the institution than to uncover the truth. If the evidence points to misconduct but isn't ironclad, which Most accusations like this are not super ironclad unless you have a camera in every room, which might be a wonderful idea to protect against fake allegations and to protect students when there are real allegations. What happened? Let's go to the tape. Let's go to the instant replay. We have this ability now. Cameras are not that crazy expensive. We could handle getting one for each classroom. I bet you could get Ring or somebody to donate them. I don't know. I'm just saying. Administrators in this sort of case, if it isn't ironclad, might offer a deal to that teacher. Resign quietly and we'll give you a clean reference or even severance pay. No report to Child Protective Services. No flag on the teaching license. Nothing that follows the educator to the next job. Background checks? They come out spotless because there's no official record. This isn't a glitch. It's a deliberate workaround that prioritizes adult convenience over child safety. Now, how big is this problem, you might ask? The numbers are staggering. And paint a picture of a crisis that's been simmering for years. A landmark study by researcher Carol Shakeshaft in 2004 estimated, this is 04, so almost 20 years ago, that about 10% of K-12 students in the U.S. will experience some form of sexual misconduct by a school employee by the time they graduate high school. That's 1 in 10 kids. Has the world improved much since 2004? I'm going to go with no. Potentially millions over decades. More recent data from Harvard Graduate School of Education reports has bumped that figure up, suggesting that it's now up to 17% of students report being targeted in some way. And these are conservative estimates. Experts agree that underreporting is massive because victims often fear retaliation or disbelief. Fast forward to today. Reports of educator S violence have spiked in recent years. We know what S stands for. In Texas alone in 2017, there have been over 2,500 or 2,500, whichever number sounds bigger to you, it's the same thing. Educator S crime charges. Yet around 4,300 administrative separations, meaning quiet exits without charges. That's a gap that screams cover up. Nationally, the U.S. Department of Education in 2022 report on passing the trash policies revealed that while federal law requires states to address this, implementation is rather non-existent or uneven. Only 29 states have comprehensive bans on aiding misconduct, leaving 21 states as potential havens for abusers. A 2023 report from the Defense of Freedom Institute, the DFI, called it a systematic failure, noting that most states fall short of the Elementary and Secondary Education Act's requirements to prevent such practices. And in 2024, the Enough Abuse campaign highlighted data suggesting 4.5 million students could be at risk due to lax policies. These stats are not abstract. They reflect real harm. The Government Accountability Office's 2014 report already warned about inconsistencies in state laws allowing passing the trash. And little has changed fundamentally in 11 years. In fact, a 2024 analysis by the National Institute of Justice pointed to an uptick in K-12 SA violence reports, with some districts seeing a 53% increase in those allegations and a 99% jump in R or attempted R cases compared to prior years. I wish we could just use real words. I'm sorry, everybody, but this is how the YouTube gods, this is the world we live in. They censor everything, even valuable information. Why the rise in these numbers? Well, partly because awareness is growing, but also because the system still enables repeat offenders. Organizations like Sesame, Stop Educator SA Misconduct and Exploitation have documented hundreds of cases where these abusers move schools multiple times before being caught. Federal law does try to intervene. The Every Student Succeeds Act, ESSA, from 2015 mandates that states develop policies to prevent schools from aiding SA misconduct, explicitly targeting passing the trash. But it's another policy with little to no implementation or oversight or requirements. It's just, let's put this on the books. And then when nobody does it, well, we'll wait till the podcaster calls us out. But as a 2022 Department of Education report showed, these policies are patchy. Some states have robust systems. Others have loopholes big enough to drive a school bus through. In Title IV, which addresses S-based discrimination in education, it adds another layer, but its application to misconduct has been debated. Proposed changes in 2022 aim to tighten those loopholes by requiring schools to disclose prior investigations during hiring, but as of 2025, full implementation is still pending amid many legal challenges. State-level efforts vary widely. Take Texas as a prime example. They made headlines in June of 2025 when Governor Greg Abbott signed Senate Bill 571. It supposedly closes loopholes by forcing schools to report grooming, SA misconduct, and other abuses, creating a do-not-hire registry for offenders. Abbott declared it no more passing the trash, responding to years of investigations by outlets like TV, radio, podcasts. TV station KXAN exposed how districts were covering up allegations. Before this law, the system allowed educators to exploit background checks, moving freely even after complaints. Contrast that with states like Ohio, often criticized as a holdout. Advocacy groups there point out that Ohio's weak laws have led to generational abuse, with passing the trash, normalizing dangers for kids, and posing interstate risks as these abusers cross borders. New Jersey took action earlier, passing a Don't Pass the Trash law in 2018 that requires districts to share details of abuse investigations with prospective employers. Yet even there, enforcement has been spotty, with cases still slipping through. California has seen massive settlements, like the Los Angeles Unified School District's $24 million payout in 2024 for negligence in transferring an abuser internally. These examples show progress in some areas, but the patchwork nature means these predators can shop for lenient states. So why does this keep happening despite the laws? Now, it is a toxic mix of factors. First, fear of legal backlash. Districts dread defamation lawsuits from accused staff if allegations aren't fully proven. Unions often negotiate settlements that include non-disclosure agreements, NDAs, shielding members, but hiding risks. Administrative inertia plays a huge role, though investigators do take time, and thorough investigations certainly do take time, money, and expertise that simply many districts don't have. And scandals can tank enrollment or funding. As the DFI's 2023 report put it, it's a failure at federal, state, and local levels with incentives aligned against transparency. If we just make it look like everything's shiny and wonderful and great, we'll keep giving you money, and then we can just pretend there's no problem, and then all these kids are going to reveal this stuff later, but we'll be gone by then, so we don't have to worry about it. Mandatory reporting laws exist in every state. Educators must report suspected abuse to authorities within 24 to 48 hours if there's reasonable suspicion. These stem from the Child Abuse Prevention and Transparency Act of 1974, which funds states to maintain such systems. But compliance is notoriously spotty. Internal probes often conclude with insufficient evidence, bypassing external reports. Penalties for non-reporting are weak, usually misdemeanors with small fines, and prosecutions are rare. A 2024 Enough Abuse report noted that only about 5% of administrators and teacher reports on misconduct reach authorities, leaving the rest buried. This issue isn't confined to public schools. Private institutions often evade stricter public reporting rules, shuffling staff with even less oversight. Interstate moves exacerbate everything. Without a national database, a teacher flagged in Texas can start a new in Oklahoma. Proposals for a federal registry have been floated since 2010s, but they've stalled due to privacy concerns and bureaucratic hurdles. You know, where everything goes to die. Because we keep electing the same morons that allowed this to happen. The human cost is devastating and far-reaching. Kids who endure this trauma often face lifelong struggles, depression, anxiety, trust issues, and higher risks of substance abuse or self-harm. Families are shattered, pursuing lawsuits that yield settlements like the $8 million from New Mexico districts in 2017 for failing to stop an abuser. But money can't undo the damage. Victim stories, shared in reports like a 2024 Harvard podcast on educator misconduct, reveal patterns of grooming that start subtle and escalate, leaving scars that affect education, relationships, and mental health. Public outcry is growing, especially on many platforms. Some recent posts about passing the trash on X, talking about the case of the Arkansas teacher that was accused of double murder and admitted, allegedly, to it. I've been covering that case right here since it started. In fact, that's what brought us to this conversation, was looking at his history and going, oh, that's a big one we should talk about. That's a problem much even bigger than this guy. He shifted from state to state. He's going to start being a teacher in an elementary school now, like, as I'm recording this. Today would have been his first day. I know people who would have been in the room with him as they bring everybody in. All the teachers come in for their first couple of days and orientations and all that stuff. Would have been right in there if he had not been caught. But thanks to you guys watching and listening and replying to the warnings and letting authorities know, hey, here's a vehicle I heard about. Here's the guy that was described on the podcast. I think it's him. They got him. One user called it all terrifying, demanding laws to stop it. Another highlighted local cover-ups where teachers resign after allegations but keep teaching elsewhere. Parents and advocates are furious with threads discussing how NDAs silence victims and enable repeats. In Ohio, discussions rage about the state's role in normalizing predators in schools with calls for zero tolerance. Now, we've covered a lot here in this first segment, but it's just the foundation. Like I said, we're going 10-part here. We're going full-on exposing this crap as best as we can, and understanding that passing the trash is the first step in this case to dismantling it, okay? In upcoming episodes, we're going to dive into real cases like Andrew McGann's deadly path across three states and many, many others as well. This is not a rarity. This is happening all the time, all around us, in districts probably yours too. So, this only works, like I said at the beginning, by you guys communicating, sharing this message, and taking action. So to start off, it just takes a share. Do it. Put us on your social media. Put this video out there. Share it. Like it. Do whatever. Anything you can. Comment. Let people know this exists, that this is a problem. And I'll keep feeding you more and more content on this, more and more backing this up as being the problem it is every single day. We got 10 videos to really blow the top off of this. So press subscribe, share this information, and then check your state's laws. You can use some resources from Enough Abuse or the Department of Education. Contact lawmakers, demand transparency, harsher penalties, and a national registry. Your voice does matter in this. Change will only come if there is enough public pressure and outrage. And it is high time that the outrage comes to the surface. So please, let your voice be heard. Let other people know about this story. And like I said, we got a lot more coming to you on this. We are going to break this down and expose the hell out of it. I'm Tony Bruschi. Press subscribe and we'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.